Great day, entrepreneurs, and welcome to this session of Microsoft Virtual Academy. I am happy to be here with you today. We're going to talk about a session that's called Dynamics Nav. My name is Perry Kemmel. I work at Microsoft. I am responsible for the SME audience within Africa, and I have the pleasure to host a very special guest today who is going to take us through the topic. His name is Karim Hanafi, and he's going to take us through Microsoft Nav topic. Karim? Hi, how are you?
Hi, Betty, how are you?
Good. So a bit of an introduction about yourself, please.
Sure. So good day, Microsoft Virtual Academy. Good day, SMEs. I'm the ERP lead for Middle East and Africa. I manage a channel of partners that engage in day-to-day with customers around the region. We work on selling and implementing and supporting customers and SMEs across the region. I have a total tenure of 16 years of experience all around business solutions. I handled multiple roles within Microsoft in channel management, direct sales, business consulting, and customer engagement.
So Karim, maybe three different questions in my mind. So Dynamics Nav is part of ERP. So before we go to my first question, which is what is Dynamics Nav? I want to have a previous question is what is ERP? And a third question, which is it okay for SMEs to use either ERP or Dynamics Nav?
Okay, so let me take the questions one by one.
Sure.
To provide clarity on this.
Sure.
So Nav is an enterprise resource planning, which means that a sort of an application or a platform that manages all your business irrespective of the size of your business and irrespective of the industry of your business.
Okay, so that's the definition of what ERP is.
Yes.
Right? Okay.
The second thing that, what does Nav compromise of, or what's Nav?
So
Nav is
exactly.
An enterprise resource planning that caters to SMEs, that allows them to manage their financials, their operations, their supply chain, and as well provide for them this kind of insight and capability to take their decisions, to make improvements to their business and take it to the next level.
Okay.
Last but not least, can Nav
is it good for SMEs?
Yeah, the answer is definitely yes.
Yeah.
And you will see as we take the discussion forward that as an SME, there is a maturity levels that an SME goes through, and we will see how Nav fits in this SME maturity roadmap.
Sure. The reason why I ask this question is usually SMEs tend to focus very much on using a very, very, very simple tools. They are not thinking beyond how these tools and when they can use them. And that's the reason why I asked you the question. And maybe you answered in a very good way. Yes, it's for SMEs, but let's go into the maturity level of what SMEs are going to go through.
Definitely.
So maybe, like I've been educated by you before going through this, so maybe there are some topics that we wanted to take through. So the first one would be access to finance. And you talked about financials and financial management when it comes to Nav and how it can do that. So maybe I will shoot for some scenarios where the business would need to have a financial management solution. What would these scenarios be for you?
So before we answer the questions, what are the scenarios, let us go back and be on the side of the SME and start thinking of what an SME top of mind query. So the first query that comes to them when I run my own business, am I profitable or not?
Sure.
Okay. Do I have enough cash that I can cover my personal expenses or the expenses and the salaries of the employees that I have in the company? So from this comes the need on having some kind of a control process where an SME starts thinking, how can I automate a lot of the time-taking tasks so that I can focus more of my time into the value-added activities to improve my business and grow my business.
Okay.
So the first criteria to come when we say financial, What does it mean financial? So financial means a lot of things. The first scenario, it could be cash flow. Do I have enough cash to cover my expenses?
Yeah.
The second part could be about my customers. Am I getting the payments from my customers?
Yeah.
The third thing, which is how much money do I have in the bank?
Yeah.
And this money will allow me to buy more products or expand my manufacturing or hire more people and so on. So ideally, it gives you a 360 degree of how your business is performing from a financial perspective.
Okay.
And this can lead you more to start having your own aspirations of how you can grow your business.
Of course.
Being able to have this visibility about how your business is going.
Of course, very interesting. And maybe maybe for the sake of the entrepreneurs we have and the SMEs that we have with us, so I would like to shed some light on, there are three things that you mentioned. If the company is profitable, and how to manage cash flow, and access to finance, and maybe differentiate between the three for us.
Okay, so let me take it again into the phase-wise. So the first priority is the profitability.
Okay.
I'm doing a business to be a profitable.
Sure.
And this becomes my key aspiration at the beginning.
Sure.
The second thing, that I need to manage my cash flow. Okay, the second thing, that once I start managing my cash flow and managing my budgets, managing my actual costs and so on, I start looking at how much money do I have in the bank and what can I do with this money. And to arrive at that, I need to go and say, for example, this is my bank statement and now I am a profitable company. I have been in the business for 1 year, that I can seek opportunities of how can I get financial support or financial coverage from banks to expand my business beyond the boundaries that I have from the shared capital that I have already invested as an SME.
Okay.
So it provides for me this kind of visibility and transparency that I can go to any financial entity
mm-hmm.
or a chamber of commerce in my country to apply for the new funds that support all SME initiatives in my country.
Wow. This one looks for me very interesting, because if we look at the problems that SMEs are facing on a daily basis, I think the access to finance is one of these challenges that they are facing on a daily basis. And then if I can have a tool or liaise with a tool that can make this happening for me, that's very interesting from an SME perspective, I think.
Yeah, definitely, because this, again, it's not only provides you, but it automates for you the process.
Yeah, so it simplifies it for you,
mm-hmm. Makes everything very transparent, okay, and it relieves you or the relieves the SME from those kind of, I call it admin activities, and free myself to focus more on driving better relations with my customers, better customer service, and better selling opportunities.
Very good. Okay, so if we move into from the phase we were in of the financial management, and go to the second topic, which is about access to markets. So I would like you to explain to us, is it a level of maturity where we go from financial management only as the solution that I need into access to markets, etc.? Or is it based on the nature of the industry, or is it what is it based on?
Again, access to markets work with the maturity of an SME. So if I go back and start thinking about an SME and I say that I start a new business, usually this business is very small. I have a couple of customers that I'm talking to. I'm trying to satisfy their by providing them or selling them products or providing service to them.
Sure.
Then I reach a maturity where I mastered my business model and I need to start to expand. So expanding goes beyond this customer. So I started having, instead of having 10 customers, I start seeking to have 20 and 30 and 50 and hundreds of customers.
Okay.
To do this, you need to have the capability to scale up. And mm-hmm. scale up for an SME requires that you need to manage those kind of customers, these opportunities attached to those customers, and how you reach out to those customers,
mm-hmm.
and the other way around, how customers reach out to you.
Okay.
So how you expose yourself to the other markets.
Okay.
This market could be within your own country, yeah. or it could be outside the country as well.
So it's the ability to communicate between the SME and his customers, right?
Exactly.
Okay.
And it's not only communication, but it's stay in a constant contact.
Okay.
Okay. So this is very important, that it is there 24/7, 365 days a year.
And that's a component of what the solution is about, right?
Yeah, it's a component of the solution. And again, the SME goes through a maturity stage. So let us elaborate more about this maturity stage. So the SME, when I start, I would say it's a basic need. Mm-hmm. So as an individual, I have basic needs that I have to satisfy.
Sure.
Then once I satisfy those basic needs, I'm able to move to the second level.
Yes.
The second level, which is the access to market that we are talking about, that I want to expand beyond this. And for that, you might look at it from the perspective of what else I can do apart mm-hmm. from selling a solution or a service to an SME. So you need to bundle this with activities like marketing, with activities like customer care, with activities like sales engagement and pipeline management and so on. So NAV does provide all those functionalities out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And as well as the maturity goes, you can start thinking as an SME that I need more extensive functionalities from access to markets and CRM management, and you start thinking of the CRM part.
Okay, that's very valuable. Maybe the last question that I would ask you is like, NAV is a tool. Any SME at a starting point in his life, he will use it. Does he need to put something in his company? Does he go and access this as a tool on the web? How do we access this?
For an SME, the best thing or the first thing that comes to their mind, which is the investment. So any cash that I would like to have, I would like to inject it into the business. So what we think that the SME will like more to have an online capability that I work on a platform that gives me all the kind of functionalities that we talked about for access to finance and access to markets on an affordable kind of pricing.
Yeah.
And that's why we offer NAV today as an online service that the SME can subscribe to.
Yes.
Okay. Later on, the SME might decide that I want to go and have my own systems inside the company and I manage it. And again, this goes with the maturity of the SME. The more that they grow, they tend to have their own IT infrastructure and investments.
Yes.
So they can move this online service to be an on-prem service for them as well. So both the options are there. You can have both the scenarios applicable with that.
Okay. So for the entrepreneurs who have been with us today, I think we are sharing a couple of resources. The first one is about Microsoft Dynamics NAV, and it's an overview about the product and what are the main functionalities and how useful is it. The second one would be more about the capabilities, and it has a capability guide. So feel free to access that. It's very resourceful and it's very useful information. So and just to close, I want to thank Karim very, very much for this session today. Karim, anything that you want to say before we close?
No, thank you, Perry, for the opportunity today. And I believe NAV is a very good opportunity for SMEs to start automating their business, providing this financial transparency, and take the opportunity of having access to finance opportunities in their countries and their markets, and as well start thinking of how they can have access to markets to better serve more customers.
Thank you, Karim.
Thank you.
So thank you, everyone, and have a lovely day.